Hey, folks, street crime is getting crazy in America. This one happens in L.A., outside of L.A. A guy just hanging out with his friends, and all of a sudden, two thugs jump out with handguns. Watch what he does. It's the middle of the day. He quickly pulls his own firearm, returns fire. Bad guys run away. Nobody's hurt. It's a good day, right? Well, maybe not. And here's why, folks. The bottom line is the victim, the guy in the blue shirt, was not ready for a gunfight. Why do I say that? If you look very closely, and we're going to go through this again, he actually has a bag in his arm. He's actually holding a bag in the very hand that he's going to need for a gunfight. Watch carefully as he draws. He sees guns on him. He pulls the weapon. He returns fire. One round goes towards the suspect. The other goes up in the air. And so at the end of the day, he had a gun, but he wasn't really ready to use the gun. Now, the bad guys, fortunately, weren't ready either. Because of that, they lived. Quite frankly, folks, if the bad guys had decided, had a little bit of training and had decided to hurt this guy and his friends, it would have been very simple. But I would imagine they were used to putting guns in people's faces and getting exactly what they wanted. This time it didn't happen. He was armed. The bad guys left, ultimately were caught by the police. And now, interestingly enough, the police are trying to identify the victim, which I would suspect could have been involved in some kind of love-hate relationship with the bad guys. But here's what we know. Let's think about this carefully. The victim in his right hand, gun hand, has a bag, occupying his bag. He doesn't notice the car even when it stops. He's not eagle-eyed on them. He's still chatting. He doesn't see the bad guys until they're coming out with guns pointed at him. Folks, let me bring home a very important point if you're a gun carrier. Action's quicker than reaction. If the bad guys had determined to shoot with their guns pointed at him, he wouldn't have had time. The victim wouldn't have had time to draw and shoot two shots. It would have been over before it started. The other thing is, as the bad guys were moving towards him, now you got two on one, he really doesn't seem to have a plan tactically for how to address two different robbers. And that's a problem, because that's where the mental preparation comes in. Where would I go? What would I do if? And folks, that's got to be our mindset all the time, especially if you're armed. But what are the takeaways? Well, number one, if you think about this situation, if he was alert and aware, if he was like, man, what's going on with that? If he saw doors starting to open, that would have been unusual. And then he could have easily had a weapon out well in advance and been able to not just react, but to act. Number one, he didn't stay alert and aware. You hear that all the time. He who sees it first, who can deal with it first, is likely to be the winner. Number two, the victim drew his weapon. Actually, if you look, with his left hand, didn't have a round in the chamber, had to cycle the weapon, come up and shoot. Well, folks, that's called disastrous delay. That means that if you're losing those quarter seconds that you need to win in a gunfight. So what is the takeaway for us? We need to be prepared. We need to regularly dry fire with our holster in place, whatever kind of holster that is. And then you got to consider, if you're going to carry a firearm and you feel like you've trained enough and you're proficient enough, then the weapon should be ready as soon as it comes out. Shouldn't require a rack. And I know there's a lot of dissension out here, especially when it comes to 45s, 1911s, which I don't recommend ever to carry as a concealed carry. We just did training, which I'm going to go to in my next podcast, and we train folks for 3 solid days. Our trainers are are highly skilled, experienced special forces and nationally ranked shooters that instruct at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. One of the things I saw repeatedly was folks coming to the class with not an understanding of what it even meant to draw, what that should look like, how the gun should be ready to operate coming out of the holster. And fortunately, after 3 days, they were ready. They're going to have skills for the rest of our life. We'll talk about that later. So number one, we're staying alert and aware. Number two, we're going to understand that perfect practice makes perfect. Practice doesn't make perfect because you can reinforce bad habits with practice, but perfect practice makes perfect, which is why dry fire is so important. And then number three, the biggest thing, the fourth rule of gun safety was not practiced here, and that's you're aware of your target and beyond. I have no idea where that second round that he fired went. And even the first round, although you're less than 10 feet away, didn't hit the bad guy. So that tells me, folks, he didn't have any training, which unfortunately is pretty common across our country. People go out and buy guns and they think they're gunfighters. Let me just say this, please. You know, Lionheart trains firearms skills, but please get good, solid firearms training if you own a weapon. The worst thing that could happen, and think about this, unfortunately, happens every day in our cities across America, but if that round fired had gone into a bedroom of a house next door and hit and killed an 11 or 12-year-old, which unfortunately is happening every day, that's a big problem. And now what was already a horrific situation with a violent robbery, has now taken the life of someone else. So it goes back to firearms basics, firearms skills, you know, the four locked rules of firearm safety. You treat all weapons as if they're loaded. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. You don't point it at anything that you're not willing to shoot. And you're very aware, number four, of your target and beyond. You should live with those if you carry a firearm. So, folks, I hope this is helpful. I saw this video and I thought, wow, there are a lot of great lessons learned in this. Again, would you help us by liking, sharing, subscribing to get some of this training out? My hope and prayer, I know that you're not going to get all the skills you need by watching this channel, but I hope that it encourages you to get the skills that you need. Because folks, again, things are changing every day in our country. It's happening so fast, I can't even keep up with what to highlight when I do a podcast. So I hope this is helpful. Would love your comments. Love to hear from you. And hope and pray that you and your family are blessed and safe. So folks, stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you next time.